It has been limited this year to a handful of test markets around the country, and retailers have not promoted it heavily. But wait till next year. Every new level of service offered by retailers causes shoppers to raise their expectations. I'm Matthew Passy with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-895-8559. That's 1-800-895-8559. 1-800-895-8559.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Risk. How much risk are you willing to take? Have you ever noticed when you're talking to your broker, you sometimes are talking about two different things? Let's talk the word risk. What does that mean to you? Is it a set of specific mathematical definitions and equations, often with percentages thrown in? Does that formula answer your questions about risk, or does risk mean something more? Market swings do influence investment decisions, but shouldn't take away from how you assess long-term financial goals. Risk is not the same as volatility. Call certified financial planner Nancy Fleming of Fleming Financial Services and let her help you find what's right for you. Nancy Fleming has over 20 years' experience and is one of a select group who have met the rigorous and ethical requirements to earn the designation of certified financial planner. Call Nancy today to schedule your free risk evaluation, 480-632-8770. Make sure you have your financial future on track for the new year, 480-632-8770, or visit FlemingFinancialServices.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs are available, so call right now. 800-459-2806. 800-459-2806. 800-459-2806. Call the Total Transformation at 800-459-2806.
Attention women business owners. Want to learn cutting-edge strategies to rev up your revenue and boost your bottom line? Join other savvy business owners at the Women Entrepreneurs Small Business Bootcamp, February 7th in Scottsdale, for a powerful day of education and motivation. Register online at www.womensbusinessbootcamp.com. That's www.womensbusinessbootcamp.com, or call 602-828-1177 for more details.
This show is brought to you by Discount Tire. Your low-price journey starts at Discount Tire.
The information and opinions expressed in this broadcast are intended to address specific questions asked or situations described on this program and are not designed to constitute advice or recommendations as to any disease, ailment, or physical condition. You should not act or rely upon any information contained in this broadcast without seeking the advice of your personal physician. If you have any questions about the information or opinions expressed during this broadcast, please contact your doctor. Good afternoon, Arizona. It's time for Dr. Talk with Dr. Belinda Barclay-White, a board-certified radiologist who specializes in breast imaging and breast-related issues. And Dr. Carrie Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. This show is about your health care, your well-being, and your life. Get the latest information and answers to your questions from nationally recognized physicians and healthcare experts. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's Facebook.com/Dr. Talk. It's time for Dr. Talk with hosts Dr. Barclay-White and Dr. Bordinko.
Welcome to another Saturday edition of Dr. Talk. We're glad that you took the time out of your busy weekend to join us. And we have some great enlightening information we want to bring to you today on nutrition and exercise. And we've done a couple shows recently focusing, Belinda, on the power of nutrition. And I don't think we've really pulled exercise into it much. But I think this is such a great topic this time of year when so many people are fighting that holiday 10 pounds.
And certainly anyone that's been listening to us understands that we really emphasize staying well. And staying well really means exercising and eating correctly as the two basic things that we can do to make a difference, which lead to sleeping well and all the rest of it. So, yes, exercise is very important. And there have been several actually well-conducted studies showing how effective exercise is for maintaining our health, everything from cancer, certainly breast cancer, which I'm familiar with, all the way through to controlling blood pressure, cholesterol levels, incidence of heart attack and stroke, and even diabetes, depression now, and Alzheimer's, onset of Alzheimer's. So, funnily enough, in England, where we are a very nationalized health service, the first recommendation for a depressed patient is go out and exercise, which I sort of think is something that probably isn't very well accepted amongst the patients, but it's a good start.
Yeah, and it's something that in the U.S. we haven't really had a lot of national focus on, but I think it's starting to come into mainstream medicine where we're seeing, instead of just handing out that prescription with the pill, sometimes we need to sit back and look at what people can do on a more natural basis to help them feel better. Like you said, cancers are certainly a target, depression, but I mean, let's not forget heart disease. Everybody knows what diet and exercise does for heart disease and diabetes. So some great chronic illnesses that affect a lot of our listeners and I'm sure their friends and family. So this show is really meant to kind of give them a good overview on how they can instill good diet and exercise habits going forward and certainly through the holiday season we have coming up. So we have two guests in our studio today. Along with myself and Dr. Belinda Barclay-White, we have Joel and Michelle joining us from Exos. And some of you may know that company by a former name, which is Athletes Performance. They are a world-renowned performance training studio that focuses on the power of diet and nutrition to help you gain ultimate performance. But they have a lot of tricks of the trade. So what we did is we brought the experts in today to tell us some of the tricks that, you know, people have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars as professional athletes to learn these. We're actually going to share some of that great wisdom with our listening audience today. So it's going to be very exciting.
So Michelle and Joel, how does Exos differ from a gym? Going to the gym.
Well, first off, we are a gym.
Yes.
So there are some similarities. But
there are gyms all over the place, right?
Exactly.
And it's probably a lot cheaper to go to the gym than come to Exos. So tell us what the difference is.
Yeah. So the biggest difference is we're a one-stop shop.
Okay.
And we're here to – we try to improve people's quality of life and their performance. So I think it starts back for us. We started about 15 years ago. And our founder, Mark Verstegen, at the time he was working with a lot of professional athletes. And for him, if one of those athletes got hurt – he would have to send them to a physical therapist. Or if one of them didn't have good nutrition habits, he had to go send them to a nutritionist. So what he did was say, how can I take all of the things that affect an athlete's performance, their nutrition, their recovery, maybe they're injured, all these little things, how can I take them under one roof and give them to an athlete right here? So what he did was he kind of compiled all the best specialists across that paradigm, and he put them in one building. And that's how we started 15 years ago, working with professional athletes.
Right. And what we want to do today, Joel and Michelle, with our listening audience is really help them understand how we can take that information that's in one building and really empower them to take a more aggressive approach on their health and wellness. And I want to tell our listening audience a little bit about Joel's background. You heard him describing the foundation of Exos. But Joel's been a performance specialist at Exos in Phoenix since 2007. He is the manager of the adult training across the country. And he's also worked with Olympians, NFL draft picks, high school youth athletes, and everyone in between. And I know that list is long, Joel, because we've worked together for a while. He is also a contributing expert for Women's Health Magazine. And Joel just brings years and years of expertise in working with not only professional athletes, but the average consumer who says, I really want to learn more. And I want to learn how to, for Joel, I know a big topic, we'll dive into this in some future segments, is how to exercise safely without getting hurt. Because that seems to be a big problem where people hold back on their exercise as well. So Joel's going to share a lot of that. And I also want to introduce the other guest in our studio. We have Michelle here from Athletes Performance, or Exos. I'm still having difficulty getting the new name out. I've been used to you guys for Athletes Performance for so many years. So Michelle is a registered dietitian, board certified specialist in sports dietetics and exercise physiology. She works as a sports performance dietitian over at Exos. And in this role, she provides nutritional strategies to the full athletes' bodies to enhance sports performance. Michelle, I know you're going to spend a lot of time helping our listeners understand how nutrition impacts the exercise that Joel's going to talk to us about and how they work synergistically. You really need both components to kind of move the body forward.
So let me start with a really basic question. Is it possible to over-exercise?
Yes. You can drink too much water. And you know what's funny is I find that there are plenty of people that are unhealthy, but I also find that there are many people who are starting to be so healthy that they're unhealthy. Right? And there's a distinction between those two. So, yes, you can over-exercise, and I think you can overdo just about anything.
Yes. Joel, give us some details on that for our listeners. Generalizations are great, but tell us, I mean, I'm going to use the word symptom because I'm a physician. Everything's a symptom to me. What is an early symptom of someone who is overdoing it? How can someone look in the mirror and go, yeah, that's me?
If they can't recover from what they're doing. So here are some symptoms, to use your word, that I see. If injuries start popping up, they're typically training too hard, right? And their body's not recovering. If they have undersleep or waking up, like they wake up and they feel tired, maybe they're overdoing it. So your body will typically let you know if you're doing too much.
Something we always preach to our listeners is, you know, fundamentally, listen to your bodies. They're amazing how well they communicate. We just don't listen very well.
And also things like, you know, lightheadedness and, you know, blood pressure going down. I mean, those are symptoms of maybe imbalanced nutrition, too much exercise. If you've ruled out the structural things that we have to worry about, you know, heart problems, et cetera, et cetera. So we're listening to Dr. Talk on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM. And we're talking about nutrition and exercise with Joel and Michelle from Exos. And after the break, we're going to talk about how to navigate your way through all those diets out there. We'll be right back after the break, so stay with us.
Thank you for joining us on Dr. Talk.
Dread having your annual screening mammogram? For a totally different experience, give Arizona BreastNet a call. Our all-female staff provides you with years of expertise and immediate results in a clean, state-of-the-art, spa-like facility that respects your mind, your body, and your time. If, on the other hand, you have a new breast lump or breast-related finding, call Arizona BreastNet today for an immediate appointment and consultation with a doctor who will give you your results at the time of your visit. At Arizona BreastNet, you will never have to wonder, worry, or wait. Get your results today and call 480-314-7600. That's 480-314-7600. For an immediate appointment, or you can visit us online at breastnet.net for more information.
When you're driving down the road, the last thing you want to think about is tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed with the right tire for your vehicle. We carry the world's best brands of tires, all at everyday low prices. At Discount Tire, we're not just about tires, we're about people. We'll get you the right tire for your vehicle to help keep you safe on the road. Stop by any Discount Tire store for a free air pressure and tire safety check. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
Healthcare, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
So welcome back to Dr. Talk. Dr. Bordinko and myself are in the studio with Joel and Michelle from Exos. And before going into the break, we were talking about the different popular diets that are out there, many of them, and how they affect performance. Examples being paleo diet, zone, Atkins, Mediterranean diet, etc. So can we go through those sort of and say how you think they're good or how you think they're bad and how they affect our performance?
Sure. Well, let's just start by identifying each of these diets and briefly defining them. So we'll start with paleo. So this is based on the principle that the body was designed to run on wild plants and animal foods that humans hunted and gathered over 300 generations ago. And the paleo diet is typically higher protein, higher fat, lower carbohydrate. But they emphasize that even though it is certain amount of protein and fat, that we're trying to look for the leaner protein sources and the heart-healthy fat sources, emphasizing the omega-3 fatty acids.
Can you just tell our listeners real quick, let's go over lean protein sources.
Sure.
Because I know for us in the studio, that makes sense. But let's break it down for them.
So some examples of lean protein sources, chicken breast. So 1 ounce of a chicken breast is around 7 grams of protein. A 3 ounce portion, about the length and thickness of a deck of cards, would provide you with 21 grams of protein. Other lean protein sources can include turkey, egg whites, fish, salmon, tuna, just to name a few.
Perfect.
And do you actually put emphasis on organic, wild-caught, grass-fed, or do
Sure.
you not go into those details?
Sure. With the paleo, they do focus on the wild-caught and the grass-fed animal sources and food sources. Again, we're trying to – what this diet is trying to emphasize is anti-inflammation in the diet. It's interesting because you bring up, well, how does this impact performance? The first paleo diet that was put out there and kind of published by the book, they actually came out with a book called The Paleo Diet for Athletes, recognizing that their first set of guidelines doesn't really support the energy demand that's placed on an athlete who's training, in particular getting in enough carbohydrates. So while the initial paleo diet recognizes or states no cereals, no legumes, get your carbohydrates from starchy vegetables and fresh fruits, in their the paleo diet for athletes states that you can consume potatoes, sweet potatoes, yams, cereals, breads, just to help support getting in enough carbohydrate in the post-exercise window to help support recovery. So even though they have one standpoint, they make a different recommendation when exercising.
So it's similar to trying to drive your car without gas. Yes. If you don't have enough carbohydrates to get it going. And, you know, I think that's part of the value to our listeners as well, is when you're looking at engaging in any type of an exercise or nutrition program, these are the nuances that do make a difference. And this is where the experts come in, and we can all Google and read about different diets, but finding out the one that works for your exercise regimen or that works for you is really important by bringing an expert into the program.
Because if we do take a look at all these different diets that you first mentioned, whether it's the paleo, whether it's the zone, whether it's the Mediterranean diet, one of the common themes between all of them is anti-inflammation. You know, choosing the foods that support cardiovascular health, trying to keep blood sugars under control, helping improve recovery. And that's by choosing a lot of those fruits and vegetables, omega-3 fatty acid sources. The difference between these different types of diets, for some of them, some recommend limiting meats and others are reporting higher protein. Where the Mediterranean diet is emphasizing a lot on whole grains, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, but they say limit the meat sources.
Right.
So there's differences there between all of them. I'd say the common theme between all of them is anti-inflammation. The difference between them is the amount of protein, the amount of fat, the amount of carbohydrate between them.
And the Mediterranean diet's gotten a lot of press in the medical world. I think a lot of physicians are very used to recommending that diet, especially if someone has diabetes or heart disease, because of the anti-inflammatory that you're talking about. And then because of also the low animal proteins, which can be thought to also increase heart disease as well as some cancers. So that's a very popular diet for us. Is that something that you recommend on a regular basis to someone who comes in who's trying to train and change their body as well? If you're not looking at their medical history, is that a good diet?
If I don't have their medical history in front of me, I do like to try to get some sort of background that they're willing to report to me within their history. So if they do have issues with heart disease or high cholesterol or blood pressure issues or blood glucose issues, I do try to recommend, hey, this is going to be a better source of omega-3 fatty acids, or here's better sources of monounsaturated fats that have been shown to decrease blood cholesterol levels, improve your triglyceride, your total lipid panel. So I wouldn't necessarily say I'm going to put you on a more Mediterranean diet, but they might be following those patterns without realizing that they're following that type of recommendation.
And then do you calorie count as well?
So depending on who we have coming in for assessment, because we see a wide range of clientele, from the youth athlete to professional athletes to the everyday exerciser to the weekend warrior. So if it's someone who needs to come in and needs to gain weight, let's say it's a professional football athlete and he needs to put on 15 pounds. So I do need to set a certain calorie level to help support his training program along with reaching his goal weight, where he's going to be putting on lean tissue and prevention of a fat tissue. So I wouldn't say I'm putting someone on a plan where they got a calorie count, but they do have to be mindful of when they're eating, how much they're eating, what to do pre or post training session with their nutrition, and how many times they need to eat based on their training sessions to not only support performance for training, but also to support their goals for weight gain.
And a common question that, you know, we get from in the medical community is what percentage, some people use the word macros, but, you know, what percentage needs to be carbohydrates, fat? And I think that kind of fits to where we're going right now in this segment is, do you also on those diets, because they don't explicitly say 40% needs to be fat. I mean, now we're going back to like the zone. But I mean, is there a percentage that you want to see somebody get protein every day? Is there a limit to the fat that they should be getting? Is there a general rule we can share with our listeners?
Depending on what type of athlete that comes through, I actually look at grams per pound or grams per kilogram. So it's a little bit more individualized for them. So if it's someone who's not moving a lot, they might only need 1 to 3 grams of body weight when looking at how much carbohydrate that they're taking in. In the post-workout window, I'm going to be looking at getting in a certain amount of protein per kilogram of lean body mass that they're carrying to get in enough protein and carbohydrate post-training session. So it's not always just about the percentages, but I'm taking a look at how many grams per kilogram of those macronutrients to get in. So it's a little bit more individualized.
Wow, that's a lot of good information for the listeners. And I know those are common questions. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk more with Joel and Michelle from Exos about how exactly to formulate the optimal diet for you and how also to look at the optimal exercise plan so you can gain performance back in your lives. So you're listening to Dr. Talk on Money Radio 99.3 FM, 1510 AM.
we pause for a look at the world's news. Then we're back with Money Talk. We're Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
North Korea wants a joint investigation with the U.S. into the hack attack against Sony Pictures Entertainment. U.S. officials blame North Korea for the attack, citing the tools used in the breach and previous hacks linked to the North. Computer hacker Kevin Mitnick says he's not completely convinced North Korea's to blame.
What the FBI relied on is the malware that they found in the network, the infrastructure, and some of the IP addresses that were used. But if the truth be known, hackers share tools, they share malware, they share infrastructure.
A blast of winter weather is heading to the Midwest and East Coast right in the middle of the busy travel week. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis has a look ahead into the holiday forecast.
If you are traveling into or out of Chicago's international airports in Minneapolis or Detroit, you are looking at snow. This comes on Christmas Eve. Wet weather out ahead of it. So places like New York City, it's going to be a wet Christmas.
Bundle up. The CDC says the flu season is coming early this year and hitting hard. I'm Molly Page.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry presents L'Evian Chocolate Diamonds and Chocolate Cultured South Sea Pearls. L'Evian, unique, one-of-a-kind jewelry. From ancient royalty to today's red carpet, L'Evian is the only company on earth to make jewelry with chocolate diamonds, including exclusive designs you'll only find at Jared. And that's why he went to Jared. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free on your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, renting an apartment, or even buying a home. It's just another way we treat you like you'd treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and on your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
The money talk you love, still on 1510 AM and now 99.3 FM.
This show is brought to you by Discount Tire. We carry the best selection of tires and wheels at everyday low prices.
Your health care, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
Well, welcome back to Dr. Talk. I'm here in the studio today with Joel and Michelle from Exos, which was formerly known as Athletes Performance, and also my co-host, Dr. Belinda Barclay-White. We are talking about nutrition, performance, and exercise. Some great topics over the holiday season. For everybody wanting to get some pearls of wisdom from the experts, we thought we'd bring them here today and ask them some very important questions. So in the first half hour, we talked a little bit about the importance of getting the right type of nutrition, some of the different diets that were out there. But, you know, we left off, we were talking over the break about the Atkins diet. That's been around forever. It's popular. It's unpopular. Who knows? But that was something that, Belinda, I think you said you get a lot of questions in your practice about Atkins.
I still do get questions about Atkins, and I just wanted you to comment on that, that induction of ketosis, which originally, I mean, is that a little bit over the top? Are we still recommending that?
Yeah, I think it depends on who the client is and maybe what their goal is with this and maybe why someone would be prescribing this to an individual. Typically, this is the basis of the Atkins diet. They're trying to control someone's carbohydrate intake to help support weight loss. Basically, the body's main fuel source is carbohydrates or fat. So if you're suppressing carbohydrate intake, you're going to force your body to use fat as a fuel source. And weight loss, suppression of appetite are some of those side effects that occur with it that once you're in ketosis allows almost an ease of following the plan as long as they can stay regimented with restricting carbohydrate intake.
Okay, so just for our listeners, ketosis is induction of a sort of acid state. and you can smell it on the breath. It's actually quite unpleasant. So I'm very pleased that we're not sort of recommending that around too much these days.
Yeah, it sounds like from Michelle we have a lot of other good options out there that we can go to before that. Well, Joel, I want to jump into exercise with you, and I want to make sure we give our listeners some takeaway points today on exercise. So what can somebody do that works 8 to 10 hours a day in the office to keep physical performance up? I mean, that's tough. You're tired, you get home from work, you're drained of energy, but yet you know you need to move because you have a desk job. So, I mean, what are some of the takeaways you can give our listeners on that?
Yeah, well, what's the number one excuse for people not exercising?
Time.
They don't have time. Mm. So how can we mitigate that? And the first thing that I do with my clients is start them with a morning ritual. Like, what are 5 minutes of something you can do to help you feel better and start your day?
And everybody has 5 minutes.
We can do 5 minutes.
Right.
So here's what I do. I get them to start by take a baseball, and as they're brushing their teeth in the morning, roll out the bottom of their feet with the baseball. So they're literally getting a massage and stimulating some nerves that will literally wake them up first thing.
That doesn't sound like a workout. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm liking where this is going. Okay. So, okay, what are some other takeaways?
After that, do body weight movements and stretches. Maybe a lunge, a push-up. You know, you'll see in yoga like a sun salutation. Some, you know, they're movements where you have no excuse. If you have a space that's 4x6, you can do it.
So not necessarily that having to get your heart rate up, but just stretching and moving, which is all part of exercising, right?
Well, that's phase one.
Okay. Oh, so it gets worse after that. Okay. Right. I like that bit. Okay.
Right. Once you get past that phase, now let's talk about let's get your heart rate up, maybe get you to sweat a little bit. Okay. And that's when now I start talking about if you have 15 minutes, Carrie, then what can we do? Now let's put together some more intense exercises, again, that you can still have no excuse with. So for my guys that are A-level executives that travel all the time, how can we fit? It's like, how do you pack all that cheese into a Cheez-It, right? How can we fit a lot of exercise into a little bit of time? So what I'll have them do is do 10 push-ups, do 10 lunges, do 10 sit-ups, and then do jumping jacks for 30 seconds. And I want you to repeat that as many times as you can in your 10-minute frame or 8-minute frame before you get a shower.
Wow. I mean, that is something, you're right, we can't make an excuse at that point. So everybody can find the 10 minutes. If you can get successful and move them in that direction, I'm going to guess they come back and want more. Now they're ready to start exercising.
Yeah, that would be called a snowball effect.
We like those. So talk to us real quick about some of the benefits of exercise, because we got to get the door open first for them to want to take that first, you know, 5 minute or 10 minute plunge. So give us some of the health benefits of exercise that you preach to your clientele.
Oh, geez. Look better, feel better. You know, exercise, I mean, my favorite phrase is movement is medicine.
Absolutely.
And I think it touches every part of your life. And movement to me, typically when my clients come to me, they want to lose weight, right? But losing weight makes them look better. But what does the looking better really get at for them to me? And it's like they want to have better self-esteem or more confidence. Maybe they want to feel better, have more energy when they get home to play with their kids. So it's funny, when they come in, it's usually about how they look, but when they leave, it's about how they feel and what can they do.
Yeah, because as we know, exercise releases natural endorphins as well. So you do get a true high off of doing exercise. Yeah, it's a win-win.
Right. When I exercise, I want to sing Katy Perry. You know, it just gets
just gets better.
Right.
So is there anyone that is too old to exercise or too sick to exercise?
Never. Not in some form. I mean, my grandma's 80, and she walks every day.
Right. Okay? So you just have to scale it back to fit the person that you're working with.
Right. That's why I said movement is medicine. I didn't say high-intensity exercise is medicine.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And in fact, studies have shown that actually moving through the day, whether it's doing the housework or the gardening or, you know, picking up children and putting them down and strapping them into car seats, actually movement is very important. Going and, you know, burning it at the gym for an hour and then sitting on the couch for the rest of the day actually isn't as effective as just staying active all through the day.
Listen, it Movement stimulates your brain. Like if I go out, if me and Carrie are having a conversation, if we were to sit on the couch and have a conversation, we may get hit a couple points and, you know, it may go so-so. But if we go out on a walk in a park and have that same conversation, I bet it's going to be a much more fruitful
conversation. Uh-huh. And, you know, Joel knows this about me, and some of our listeners may know as well. As a practicing internist, one of the things that I do is I commonly take my patients out hiking or walking during their visit instead of sitting behind a desk. And not only do we get to experience beautiful Phoenix weather and get to be outside instead of a stale office setting, but we also get to assess them on how well their movement is and what they may be able to do to increase their exercise capacity. It gets their heart rate up. It makes them feel better. But you're right. It's fantastic because we get the full benefit of engaging and stimulating our brain while we're doing it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think sitting is the new smoking.
I like that. Yes. I like that. We're going to start using that one. Yeah.
Right? I mean, when we see, I mean, the health effects that we're seeing because of people sit at desks and in front of computers, I mean, it's like nothing we've ever seen from a, you know, just a, what does it do to the mind and the body? I don't think we were meant to do this. Like, we've evolved too quickly in the technology age, and our bodies aren't ready for this change.
So what are some of the quick takeaways you can give on movement? We'll use the word movement instead of exercise to our listeners right now. I mean, obviously begin with walking. If you're a sedentary person, get out of the chair, pace yourself, and take a nice stroll. But is there something else that is really safe for the general population out there?
I'll call it energy system development, but most people know it as cardio, right? And I think cardio can typically be done safely by most people at any gym. But here's the key. When you do it, you got to do it hard. Right? This is the one time where it's like, if your mom can do it, you shouldn't be doing it. Okay. Like, it's not the time to grab Time Magazine, watch Oprah on the big screen, and just go for a little walk. Like, push yourself. Go hard, recover. Go hard, recover. So that you literally throw logs on your metabolism or throw logs on the fire.
Wow. I love that idea. So we're going to have to go deeper into that when we head out into our break and come back. But I think that sounds like we're going to need a coach also to probably push you along, because I don't know about our listeners, but it's really hard for me to push myself that hard. I kind of like throwing the TV on when I'm doing my cardio.
And maybe we can talk about coming back after the break, how long you have to do that for. You know, short bursts of energy versus, is 12 minutes enough? Is 20 minutes enough? Right? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Good. Thank you for listening to Dr. Talk on Money Radio.
When you're driving down the road, the last thing you want to think about is tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed with the right tire for your vehicle. We carry the world's best brands of tires, all at everyday low prices. At Discount Tire, we're not just about tires, we're about people. We'll get you the right tire for your vehicle to help keep you safe on the road. Stop by any Discount Tire store for a free air pressure and tire safety check. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
Join board-certified and personal physician Dr. Carrie Bordinko every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. on Money Radio 1510 a.m. and 99.3 FM for Dr. Talk, where we put healthcare back in your hands. Each week, we'll have a full panel of nationally known medical experts as guest speakers, taking an in-depth look at the issues that affect us all and matter most. Tune in this Saturday at 1 p.m. for Dr. Talk.
Your healthcare, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
So welcome back. Dr. Bordinko and myself are here in the studio with Michelle and Joe from Exos, talking about nutrition and performance. And we want to talk a little bit about starting your health journey. So before the break, we were talking about cardiovascular exercise, so that sort of dreaded, you know, getting your heart rate up and moving. How long does that have to happen for to be beneficial?
4 minutes.
Is that all? So 4 minutes a day?
Less than you expected?
Oh, wonderful.
A lot less.
I like this.
You like that answer.
I'm always getting preached 30 to 60 minutes. So give us a secret. This is what our listeners want.
Okay, it's 4 minutes, but it's got to be done with purpose.
Okay.
So you mentioned this doctor called Tabata, and you didn't know who he was.
Yes.
Right? Well, he did a study, and he said, if you sprint as hard as you can for 20 seconds and then rest for 10 seconds, and do that again and again for 4 minutes. So it means you go through that 8 times. You're going to have just as much effect on your cardiovascular system and end up burning as many calories as if you do 30 minutes of slow, steady state cardio.
That's wonderful news, because most of us can handle 4 minutes.
That's digestible.
Yes. We can find time in our day for 4 minutes.
Yes.
So doing the 4 minutes correctly is really the message you're giving.
Right. I mean, look, you can't get on there and ho-hum it. You got to act like you're being chased in the park by a pit bull.
And as you said, if your mother can do it to the same level, it's not enough, right?
It's not for
I
you.
I like that, yes.
Now, okay. Let's just let our listeners know, though, when you're working with someone over at Exos, either through nutrition or exercise, everyone comes in with a clearance from their doctor. So we're not telling our listeners, go out there and you've been sitting on the couch for a while, and now we want you to go to sprint through the parking lot. So this is after they've been screened by their physician and they're to a point where this is a safe methodology.
Exactly.
And then you do reevaluate your clients when they come into you at first to give them sort of guidance, but we need to check out that they're safe medically before that happens.
Sure. Let the doctors and let you do your work, and then I'll do mine.
Okay. Perfect. So, you know, the new year is right around the corner, and we want to give our listeners some advice, some takeaways in this last segment as to what they can do to start an exercise program, to start a nutrition program. I know both Joel and Michelle, you guys work together because it's a partnership at Exos. You can't have one without the other. And I think that's really what we want to make sure our listeners understand that as well. But Michelle, tell our listeners real quick, I mean, what are some of the fundamentals that you would recommend to start a, if we want to call it exercise, or I'm sorry, weight loss? I don't like to use the word diet personally, because I think this needs to be a long journey.
Sure. We can even call it nutrition upgrades. So at Exos, we say do the simple things savagely well. So maybe they can pick one area, whether it's hydration, improving on their lean protein sources, getting color on their plate, choosing one thing and mastering it, and do that really well for a week or two before even thinking about adding in a different nutrition upgrade or a different nutrition habit. So it really is mastering those simple things and doing them savagely well.
I like that. That's easy to remember.
And then they also become permanent for you. Once you do it that way, it's not a fad diet anymore. I mean, it's just incorporated into who you are and how you choose to eat.
Can I just ask quickly what your feeling about juicing is? I mean, if that's a quick way of getting the right things in, do you agree with juicing?
I think it depends on what you're putting into the juice product. So if it's a bunch of fresh fruits, oftentimes that can be a lot of carbohydrate beyond what somebody needs at one time.
Yes, too much sugar.
Exactly. So I like it when people can keep the fiber into what they're consuming, as well as a lot of the more on the vegetable end. You can certainly work in fresh fruits, but we also want to watch in how much carbohydrate someone's taking in at one time.
So, Joel, over to you. So what is the takeaway that you can give our listeners on starting an exercise or performance plan for the new year? What are some of the basics? I know we talked about just getting up and movement, which is important. That could be walking. Anything else from a strength and conditioning side you can tell them about?
Sure. I would go in line with what Michelle said. I want to piggyback on her. And it's do less. Right? So I think she was referencing what we call a minimum effective dose. Like, what is the least amount that you can do, the least intensity and the least amount of days and the least amount of time, but yet still see positive results? So if someone hasn't been doing anything and they come to me and they want to start exercising, I'll say, great, how about 2 days a week? And they'll be like, oh, that's all? Well, that's more than you've been doing, hasn't it? So let's start there, experience success, and then build off of it instead of setting them up for failure.
I hear a resounding theme going on in the studio here today, and that's just make change. you know, get started slow and it'll stick with you. And these are great takeaways for our listeners today. I have a couple more questions for you, Michelle. Just when we can't talk about exercise and nutrition without talking about hydration.
Mm-hmm.
And hydration is really important when you live in an arid climate like we do in the desert. So why is hydration important? And is there any side effect from dehydration that people could recognize so they know they're not getting enough in?
Sure. I mean, water is very important. It's the main constituent of our blood. It helps carrying oxygen and nutrients throughout the body. It helps to regulate our body temperature. It helps eliminate waste throughout our body as well as lubricating our joints. Before your brain even signals thirst, you're already about 2% dehydrated. So by the time you actually feel you're thirsty, you're already a little bit dehydrated. So that'd be one of the first signs. Another simple sign would be the color of your urine. You want your urine to be nice, pale, clear color, straw-like. If it starts getting darker, like the color of iced tea or apple juice, you're already dehydrated. So a couple simple signs without really needing anything really scientific to say you're dehydrated or not. You know, some basic things for hydration. We usually recommend 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce per pound of body weight per day for someone to hydrate. So if someone's 180 pounds, take your body weight in half. So that's 90 ounces of water per day. Now, if someone's physically active, we definitely recommend, you know, following some, you know, sports hydration guidelines for physical activity. So, you know, 1 to 2 hours beforehand, drinking 17 to 20 ounces of fluid. Immediately before starting exercise or training session, consuming another 7 to 10 ounces, and then consuming about 4 to 6 gulps of fluid every 10 to 15 minutes of their training session. And another tip for kind of understanding what your sweat rate or hydration losses are is check your body weight pre-training session or pre-exercise and post-exercise. See how many pounds of your body weight that you lost and try to replace 20 ounces of fluid for every pound of body weight lost during that exercise session.
So that sounds quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you're doing. I mean, you know, I actually do that hot yoga and they sort of emphasize the hydration side of it all the time. But a lot of that so-called sweat is just humidity in that hot room, right? So mm-hmm. It can be very deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we've talked about water for hydration. You touched on sports drinks. I mean, are there other substances? Not everybody likes the taste of water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big complaint I hear in the practice as well. And I do remind people when we talk about these volumes of water and the ounces that you're to take a day that I do actually mean a hydration type of drink, because some people will substitute their sodas or their coffee or their mm-hmm. tea or their beer into that. That doesn't count. That actually goes the opposite direction. So what are some of the, without promoting, you know, products out there, what are some of the other alternatives that people can drink that will give you the same hydration?
I do encourage zero-calorie fluids to support hydration, and water is best. So one of the strategies could just be get creative with your water. Can you cut up cucumber slices? Can you add raspberries or strawberry slices to the bottom of your water? Just enhance the taste and the flavor of it. Some other things, green tea would be another good choice. Again, staying away from any of the sweet teas or the coffee drinks, staying away from those.
And green tea is not a diuretic then, so it's not pulling fluid out of your body.
Right. No, it's not pulling fluid out of the body. So that volume of fluid that's being consumed will count towards your hydration status for the day.
And Joel, final question for you, for our listeners on exercise. Is there an ideal time to work out? Is there a best time? I know you said start in the morning, 5 minutes, but does it matter if you're a morning workout person or an evening?
Whenever you're going to do it. Right.
Somehow I knew he was going to say it.
Yes. Okay, but outside of that, I'd say my morning workouters typically get it done more than others, because what comes up at 6 a.m.?
Nothing. Yes.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah. There's not too many excuses.
Right. 6 p.m., different story.
Yeah, lots of excuses come in. So, but physiologically, there's no, your body doesn't know the difference, really. It's just the fact that you are more consistent in getting it done if you set it as your first priority in the morning.
Right. Your schedule is what determines when you can work out.
Okay.
So exercising at night used to be criticized because it revs you up and you sleep less, but I think that's really individual, right? Some people maybe, but most of the time I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah, sometimes it wears them out and they go right
yeah,
to sleep
exactly.
And they hit the pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we've had another great show here on Saturday. We hope you enjoyed tuning in and listening to Joel and Michelle from Exos. They are locally here in the Phoenix area. They also have campuses worldwide. But they have a great program working with some of the performance athletes from around the world, but also just the regular guys and gals out there who want to get a better handle on their health going into 2015. So lots of great takeaways for our listeners today. Really appreciate it. Remember to join us at drtalkblog.com and on Facebook at Dr. Talk. We'll hear from you. We'll see you next week on Dr. Talk Radio.
You've been listening to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordico, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. If you missed any part of this show, please go to moneyradio.com and listen to the audio archive. For additional information or to have your questions answered live on the air, send an email to drtalkaz@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in to Dr. Talk this and every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM. The information and opinions expressed in this broadcast are intended to address specific questions asked or situations described on this program and are not designed to constitute advice or recommendations as to any disease, ailment, or physical condition. You should not act or rely upon any information contained in this broadcast without seeking the advice of your personal physician. If you have any questions about the information or opinions expressed during this broadcast, please contact your doctor.
Hi, I'm Bob Roth, Managing Partner of Cypress Home Care Solutions and host of the new and exciting show, Health Futures, Taking Stock in You. Join me every Friday at noon as I will discuss important healthcare topics like health insurance plans, nutrition, and senior living options, and much more. Tune in this Friday at noon for Health Futures with me, Bob Roth. This is Arizona's only show dedicated to medical and healthcare concerns of our aging adult population. Health Futures, right here on Money Radio, 1510 AM and 99.3 FM.
Are you in the stock market, invest in bonds or commodities, thinking about currencies or emerging markets, or how about annuities and real estate? Hear about all of it in one place only, so you can make informed decisions right here at Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM. For a show that's full of energy and full of the very latest news about real estate.
Talk about location.
Make it a point to listen to Money Radio every Wednesday at 1 p.m. That's when Jason LaFleche takes over.
Same place, same time.
Real Estate Power Hour. You'll hear special guests and experts on all phases of real estate. And to make it even better, you'll have the chance to participate. If you've ever wanted to invest in real estate, then this is definitely the show for you.
It makes a world of difference.
Only from Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
Ben Ursulo. A small but intriguing study suggests we don't always ignore messages about healthier eating. Some of the information may actually get through. 56 shoppers were recruited for the study conducted at a supermarket by researchers from Rutgers University in New Jersey. The recruits listened to a 5-minute long podcast that extolled the dietary benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, a type of healthy fat found in seafood, nuts, seeds, and vegetable oils. Omega-3s are associated with heart disease prevention, better pregnancy outcomes, and other health benefits. The Department of Agriculture recommends eating foods that are rich in omega-3s while limiting total fat intake to 20 to 35% of daily calories. After hearing the podcast, each of the shoppers bought foods containing omega-3s. 4 out of 5 shoppers said they plan to buy more omega-3 foods on future trips. Though the findings were encouraging, the researchers emphasized the study was not large scale, and they note it was conducted in an affluent neighborhood, and it may not apply elsewhere. I'm Jen Ursula with the Dow Jones Money Report.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7878 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7878.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and offsite redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today.
A Susan G. Komen grant helped pay for Atlantia surgery, and today she's caring for her grandchildren. Help save lives. Visit IamSusanGKomen.org. A public service message from Susan G. Komen.
Money is what we talk about. We're Money Radio, 1510, KFNN Mesa Phoenix, and 99.3 FM K2.